Intelligence officers are describing the defection of Libya's foreign minister, Moussa Koussa, as evidence of a sinking ship. The Libyan government, however, says it's merely a case of an old man taking sick leave in Britain. London correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
The UK government has been celebrating the arrival of Moussa Koussa on British soil as evidence the Gaddafi regime is crumbling. The UK's Prime Minister David Cameron.
It does show a huge amount of decay, distrust and breakdown at the heart of the Gaddafi regime.
And the head of Britain's armed forces, General Sir David Richards, says it's an intelligence coup.
I think so. Psychologically, it's all about psychology. It can't be helpful to Gaddafi.
But the Libyan government has laughed off the defection claims. Spokesman Ibrahim Moussa says it's not the Gaddafi regime that's ageing, just its foreign minister.
He is a man who truly, and seems maybe genuinely, feels tired and exhausted. He's an old man. He has serious health problems. His heart, his body could not take the pressure.
The spokesman says the Libyan government permitted him to go to Tunisia for medical treatment and says it'll welcome him back should he decide to return. Spokesman Ibrahim Moussa says the foreign minister would not be sharing information with intelligence forces in Britain, but that's precisely what the military coalition is counting on. The former British ambassador to Libya, Oliver Miles.
He's the most important defector yet, and he's not absolutely in the inner circle, I don't think. I think the inner circle is mainly restricted to Gaddafi's own family. But short of that, he's as powerful as they come. And he also knows where all the bodies are buried. Don't forget, he's been head of intelligence for many years.
Despite the electrifying information he could hold, Britain won't be offering him any sweeteners. Not publicly, anyway. Mr. Koussa arrived at a secure military base in England's south, but the UK says no deal has been done. The UK Foreign Minister, William Hague.
Moussa Koussa is not being offered any immunity from British or international justice.
There's a long line of people waiting to talk to Mr. Koussa. Scottish prosecutors want to interview him over the 1988 Lockerbie bombing, which killed 270 people. Former Liberal Democrat leader Simin Campbell says Mr. Koussa may well hold the answers victims' families have been waiting on for more than two decades.
And remember, of course, that Colonel Gaddafi himself was accused of having been the person who authorised the Lockerbie bombing. This man, whose significance and importance will depend upon the information he has, and indeed some of that information may never reach the public domain, at least not for a while.
Former MI6 officer Harry Ferguson says Britain should be careful not to slap Mr. Koussa in handcuffs too fast.
Having started to open a crack in the Gaddafi regime, we need to open that crack. And there will be others who will be looking at this and wondering what's going to happen next. And if they see him immediately hauled up before the International Criminal Court for involvement in Lockerbie and his numerous other crimes, they're all going to stay put and the regime's going to hang together.
This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for AM.
And the New York Times is reporting that a second top Libyan official, Ali Abdus Salam El Treki, has defected to Egypt. Mr. Treki had served as both foreign minister and as ambassador to the United Nations, where he was president of the General Assembly.